Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday.
Yay.
I hope everyone's feeling great on this lovely day. I don't know if it's lovely yet. We are not there yet.
We're like yin and yang right now.
We're like heat miser.
Yeah, like
it could be a little heat miser, snow miser. Yeah. Or
I'm down bad and you're up.
G is having a tough day. I'm having a good day. And it's like, there are very few and far between for me. I was just saying before this, maybe 10 days out of a month, I have potential for good mood.
Yeah.
And I'm in a good mood because I bought a walking treadmill and I walked
your
on
tweet.
It this morning.
Yeah. I'm glad that you finally pulled the trigger on it.
I feel like
you've been debating about it for a while.
I really was, and I'm very glad to have done it. When it arrived, it was so heavy and cumbersome that I was like, this is a fucking nightmare. What a mistake. And then once I took it out of the box, it was fine, and then it was all, you know,
Did you find a good storage spot for it?
Under my couch. Nice. It fits, which is great. And I'm happy about that. It's currently set up in the middle of my living room. It'll probably stay there for a while.
Yeah.
Nobody's at my house, so I don't really have to worry about it. I refuse to let it turn into a coat hanger,
clothes hanger.
It won't happen. It's foldable. Is the thing, so I can slide it. But yeah, this morning I walked a brisk pace, 2.5 miles an hour.
Lovely.
And I walked for 30 minutes listening to a little bit of Taylor. Toes by Zac Brown Band, because I don't know if you saw that clip of Roan and Sass talking about it for some reason, and they were singing it. And
it got stuck in
that
head.
Toes in the water, ass in the sand.
Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today.
That was me this morning.
Hell yeah.
Wishing I was on a beach somewhere.
No wonder you're in a good mood.
So yeah, so put me in a good mood. A lot of Taylor. Also, anybody who... I'm trying to make this a routine. You know what I mean? I'm so bad with any kind of routine whatsoever. Someone has already sent me a Taylor Swift like walking playlist or something.
Okay.
But if anybody has them or knows them, send them my way. I would love to try them all out.
I see a lot of those on TikTok. You should just look up like Taylor Swift treadmill routine because there's so many.
I love it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna get into that. And we're just trying to get that cardio up, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to get that cardio up, trying to lengthen and lean.
It's annoying how better you feel after you work out.
No, I'm furious about it. Because all anybody ever says is work out, do this, do that. And I'm like, no, bitch, it's way better to lay on your couch and smoke a vape and smoke weed and like fall into a depression.
Yeah.
What do you mean? And now it's like I was clapping and smiling along and singing along with La Bamba on the subway this morning. Like, so that's, come on.
Wow.
If somebody told me that would be happening, if I'd be doing
someone's
a little
turned
walk,
a new leaf.
Someone's turned a new leaf. We'll
oh
see how
please
long
don't
it lasts.
Become, yeah, I was going to say, please don't like become
no,
like
please,
a.
Please, bitch. No, no.
A health
no.
and wellness
no,
girly.
Not even close.
I'm like, fuck you. We can't be friends anymore.
No, not even close. I still get my McDonald's. Like, no. But no, I think it really is just trying to change a mindset because the winter's killing me.
Mm-hmm.
Winter's killing me. I've been such a negative Nance for months now.
Yeah.
It's almost April. Let's get our shit together, you know?
Yeah.
So,
once
it's time.
It's the light, like when it's like 7, 8 and it's still light out, I'm like, shit, like I feel like I can do more after work.
Same. I feel like there are endless opportunities, which is just, is all really
it's
I'm
nice.
Looking for.
Yeah.
But,
needed it bad.
So how are you? You're feeling blah today.
Yeah, feeling
totally
blah,
feel that.
But whatever. It's no biggie.
It's okay.
Just one of those days.
One of those days. It's gloomy. It's always nice to feel when you're feeling blah for it to be gloomy.
Yeah,
and it's
agreed.
Like, all right, well, at least I'm not wasting the sunshine with my mood, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I feel anyway.
It's funny because... Like, I had a little bit of, like, a mentee bee after the rat race, and then...
Right.
I, like, freaked out at Clemmer at the basketball game because like...
How was the basketball game? I didn't even ask. I'm such a shit friend. How did it go?
I am very
GMA
nervous.
The team.
Did
we talk about
team,
that, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm very nervous because...
Oh, no. Are they all intense?
It's very intense.
Yeah.
I played for like 30 seconds
and
I played well. I scored. Like, I didn't do anything wrong. I mean, I got into a little tiff with the ref. Like, my competitiveness is like my worst aspect or worst personality trait when I'm playing sports.
I'm the same.
It's so awful.
So competitive. Like, I'm a sore sport.
Yeah. I'm a
sore loser. Bad. I'm a bad winner even. Like, I'm not great.
So I was pissed at Clemmer because I felt like I deserve more playing time because it's like you put me in the game. I'm playing well. I scored a three, and then he just immediately took me out of the game, and I just never saw the court again. So I was pissed.
What the fuck?
there was a lot of other lying factors, like we had 12 people, the game was really close, whatever, yada yada.
Fair, but still.
Game one. Gave Clemmer a little piece of my mind, and I'm embarrassed and I'm really cringe about it because, like, it's really not that deep, and I don't know why I got so pissed about it. And then I got my period 2 days later, and I was like, right. Okay, that makes so much sense.
This is exactly what's going on. Yeah. It always is the case. I forget. I feel like I screamed at someone so bad last time, too. And it was just like, wow, what is my fucking problem? And then it's like, oh, wait, just kidding.
No, yeah.
The worst. It's the worst. But you know what, though? I'm with you in getting angry about things that are happening in competitive sports, especially if you're playing well and the coach and whatever, disagreeing with the coach. Like, sometimes you just got to stick up for yourself. And there's a lot of egos in that room. I'm sure you were not the only one yelling at Clemmer.
That's true. I definitely wasn't. But, yeah, definitely. I was like, hey, if no one's going to fight for me, then I got to fight for me.
That's
right,
babe. Yeah. That's fucking right. Absolutely.
So hopefully next game I get play more.
Do you guys have do people come and watch? I would like to watch. Or is that weird?
Yeah, you can come and watch. No. Okay,
What's the vibe? Like,
it's intense. Yeah. Like, way more intense than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. Like, Clemmer takes it super seriously. Ooh. Like, it's very serious.
It's a whole thing now. Like, it's a whole.
I know.
It's the talk of the town.
I know. I really didn't think it was going to become this whole thing. And I also think that's why I got so pissed, because, like, I know that people are going to watch this, and, like, now people are talking about it, so it's like, I want to show people that I can ball out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got to let them know that ball is life.
Yeah, and, like, Dave has eyes on it now, too.
Right,
I'm scared.
Although, I mean, I haven't watched. Has the thing come out?
Not yet, no.
So whenever the video comes out, they'll see you shooting that three, and you'll get that shine. And then they'll be like, wow, G is so good, play her more. This is where, like, the people will be on your side.
I hope so.
G is so good.
And then they're going to be like, she's also a complaining cunt.
Oh, whatever. Not any more than anybody else. I'm telling you, that whole crew, every guy on that team is a complainer as well at heart. So no worries.
Tommy was like trying to stage a coup on the sidelines.
Oh, for Christ's
sake. Yeah, he's like trying to overthrow Clemmer and being hilarious. Like, I'll be the coach. Yes, yeah, just classic.
That's typical stuff.
Yeah,
I love that. Very fun.
I wrote
speaking
down,
of basketball. Oh, well, oh. Okay. Well, I want to talk about that also. Yeah. Obviously. But speaking of basketball, quickly. Today, actually, if you are a UConn Swiftie, I will be at Ted's Bar with Tommy Smokes and Jack Mack.
Hell yeah.
And we are hosting a little high noon happy hour there.
Wait, that's so fun.
I know, I'm excited.
What
we go,
the fuck?
We
what
leave.
Was I
It's tonight, Thursday, but it's Wednesday as we record. We leave
tomorrow
morning,
nice.
Like, I don't know, 11, something like 11 o'clock.
Are you taking a car or
taking
something?
Taking a train.
Nice.
Which will be fine. I like the train.
Yeah.
I tried to upgrade myself to business class Amtrak. We'll see how it goes.
That gave me so much fun.
I've never done that before. It gave me an option that was like, bid for your upgrade. And I was like, why can't I just buy an upgrade?
Bid?
Yeah, but it was only like $20. So I was like, oh, cool.
eBay?
Who knows?
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't take Amtrak enough to know the rules. But but yes, if you are a UConn or San Diego State, they're against San Diego State. If you're in the area, come to Ted's Bar. Come hang out. And that's that. That's
hell
all
yeah.
I wanted to say.
That
I didn't
sounds
want to
fun.
Forget to say that. Mm-hmm. Should be cool.
Be careful
so what do you
about
have going on.
Be careful. No, I was going to bring up the punching.
The punching. We must discuss this. Yeah. New York City girls. If you and girls anywhere, but right now it's a trend / I don't even know what you would call it happening in New York City right now, where young girls are, you know, around our ages. Are getting just punched in the face on the streets of New York. Walking down the road, you know, a common denominator seems to be that people are maybe looking at their phones. Other girls weren't looking at their phones at all. Some guy comes up to them and says, like, sorry or excuse me, and then just sucker punches them in the fucking face. It's we've seen, like, last I saw it was 7. It might be even more now.
I don't understand. Like, that's...
It's crazy.
It's crazy to me that, like, it's... happening all in the same day, or was it like other women sharing stories from different
times? I think it's like
times?
In the past couple of weeks it's been happening, and then these TikToks are all now resurfacing everybody's talking about it, because an influencer, one of the influencer girls got hit in the head. Like, I don't know her name, the blonde girl that Kevin posted about on 1 Minute Man. I don't know her name.
Haley or something?
Maybe.
Yeah.
If you were interested in her, it's go to Kevin Clancy or 1 Minute Man. He did a thing on it. So people are starting to be like, oh, wow, no, that did happen to me, or this is my video from when it happened to me, whatever. And it's fucking crazy.
It's crazy. I mean, I saw this TikTok of this girl, and she was like, I would give these guys money to go to fucking, like, Harlem or somewhere where like there's like real shit going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And just punch someone in the face and see what the fuck happens. See what happens. There. You know what I mean? Like, exactly. This guy's just like going to Manhattan, like fucking right outside of NYU. Like,
yeah, he's trolling around NYU.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah. No one's
NYU West Village.
Like, it's like, he's just going after the like easy targets. Like, yeah. What a fucking
young girls.
Pussy, loser.
Every girl is like early to mid 20s.
I can't
for the
even
part.
Imagine, like, dude, walking with my friend and like a guy just comes up and punches her straight in the face. Like,
oh my God, I would lose my mind. That's the thing too, is I, now that we're talking about it and everybody's showing these things, I don't know what I would do.
No, I
would lose my fucking mind. Like, that's how I would feel, right? Like,
but I think in real life, you would just do nothing.
I think I would do nothing and cry. Yeah, yeah, totally. I think I'd be like, holy shit, I just got punched in the face. And I'd immediately, holy shit, I just got punched in the face. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no, literally.
Just like everybody else. Because what do you do? Because the problem with this as well is, if this person is crazy enough to just come up to you and punch you in the face, you don't know what else they have up their sleeve point. You don't know if they've got a weapon. You don't know if they're going to try to beat your ass. Like, you don't know. And as tough as I like to think I am, I know that I will. If somebody's using their strength against me, they'll win. Like, I'm not stupid enough to think otherwise.
I'm not going
to,
like, throw hands back at a dude that just fucking punched me.
No,
like,
it's
I'm
insane.
I'm going to curl up into a ball and
it's
cry.
It's insane. Absolutely insane. But you
and
made,
that's, like, what sucks about, like, the bystander effect, too. Because, like,
totally.
I feel like New York has such a bad bystander
so
effect.
So bad.
That, like, when something like that happens, like, everyone just kind of stares and keeps walking. But you have to keep in mind, like, if I saw another girl get punched, like, obviously I would run to the girl and be like, are you okay? Like,
yes.
People are like, oh, why didn't anyone, like, grab him or, like, attack him? It's like, well, one, people are pussies in New York. Like, there's a bystander effect. And two,
right.
Usually it's another girl that's going to go out of her way to, like, help another girl.
Right.
And, like,
I'm not gonna fight.
Back
yeah,
this
yeah.
Dude that just punched a girl.
Nobody's looking to get in a fight. That's the thing. And also, the bystander effect is so real. It's very much a mind your business mentality. You know what I mean? You walk down the streets. I got my blinders on. I get from A to B. Mind my business. But if I were to see this happen, I really think that I would be like, "Holy shit, are you okay?"
Yeah.
At the very least.
Yeah,
like, it's just you can't. It's so insane. And in that moment, I think, God forbid it would ever happen to one of us, wouldn't you feel validated if at least someone came up to you and was like, holy shit, are you okay? Because you look around like, holy fuck, did anybody
see
that?
Yeah, like, no one cares.
I just got hit in the face. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. Things happen all the time in New York where, again, I will see stuff happening and I mind my fucking business. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. But there have been things that, like, I'll fall or something will happen while I'm walking on the street and nobody says anything. And I'm like, I'm glad that they didn't. Yeah. However, you know, I fell on my face. So, I don't know. Is my face broken? Like no one knows. I don't know. Bad example. But I think, you know, we got to stay safe out there.
Yeah, keep your head on a swivel.
Keep your head on a swivel. Don't be on your phone while you're walking. That's the biggest thing, too. And also, that's how people get hit by cars all the time in New York, because you're on your fucking phone, walking the street, not paying attention to the cars that are turning. But it seems as if the majority of these people are punching the people on their phones.
It's just
That's all very serious, but in a hilarious light, you made a video yesterday on TikTok that I'm still laughing at. Like, I'm still, if I think about it, I'm laughing. I'm going to think about it again on the way home. I'm going to think about it on the way to work tomorrow. You're walking down the street with your fist cocked.
Clenched.
Yeah, ready to punch.
I was like,
being,
I fucking
like,
dare
anybody
someone,
ever tries to punch me.
Like, I'm ready.
It's just, holy shit, it was funny.
Well, that's
how I was
when I was leaving the office, I was like, oh shit, like, I feel like I need to, like, really pay attention. And
then we're
in
kind of a sketchy spot, to be honest.
Yeah,
we forget, like, our office is right near Penn Station. And so it's just, it's not, not the safest of areas. Certainly not a place you'd walk around at night. You know, I would never walk around at night here. When we used to do cutting stems in the basement, when I lived in Chelsea and Fran lived near me at the time, we would walk home together.
Yeah.
And if one of us was not there, we'd Uber. Like, if something happened, we'd Uber because it was, you know, right down 7th Avenue. And we're like, what
7th
the fuck?
Can get sketchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
tough shit.
Yeah. I was like, no one's fucking punching me. Like,
so
I swear to God, if
so
someone
funny.
Even attempts to
it's
punch
not even
me.
Choice.
Yeah. Mm-mm. But, it was mostly just to make light of a very weird and scary phenomenon that is going on in New York.
But you got to keep your head on a swivel. People are getting fucked around on the subways as well, getting thrown in front of the subway. It's just a lot of, I cannot tell if I am seeing it more because I'm like paying attention online to it and it's getting served to me or whatever, or if suddenly there's a brand new story every single fucking day. How many days, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. Yeah, I can't tell either. Because with the news too, like all they report about is the bad stuff.
Everything. So I was watching The Bachelor the other day. Oh, we have to bring up The Bachelor in a minute. I'll remember that too. I was watching The Bachelor, and as soon as The Bachelor ends, the news comes on.
Yeah.
It did on Monday because it was a late show. And the first thing was like death and destruction on the subway.
That's how it always is. So I don't know if it's, it makes it seem like it's like a daily occurrence, but like I don't think that's the case.
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not either.
Word of advice, the lesson here is just, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your fucking back. Okay.
Yeah.
But speaking of The Bachelor, I don't know if you saw today, Rhea and Fran, well, congrats to Rhea and Fran. They were in the audience having a good time. They showed them so many times on the reaction box. I was screaming every time. So cool.
I missed it every time.
It was awesome. Well, you know, they reshared all the clips. Yeah, the same thing. It was really cool to be, you know, watching it in real time and seeing it pop up. I'd be like, oh my God. At one point they showed Noah. I was like, stop it, Noah. Freaking out. But so they were able to get the first interview with Joey and Kelsey. Sorry, spoilers, but I mean, it's been 3 days at this point. They're plastered everywhere. Got the first interview with them. And one of the things they talked about was that Joey and Kelsey's like song for each other while the show was going on was Dressed by Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and what a song.
I know.
Our secret
great
moments
song.
In a crowded room.
I know,
like,
they have no idea. It's such a sexy song.
Yeah. And it's exactly like that vibe. Like them, like he's dating all these other women.
Yeah.
And but she was always like, we all kind of knew that Kelsey was, you know, cream of the crop from the beginning. Even Fran called it episode 1.
Yeah.
And so thinking back and like seeing how they acted with each other versus all the other girls and knowing that that was like their song that they
so
both
cute.
Would listen to is like, ugh.
I know.
Taylor.
I know.
I
feel like that's like the perfect, it's like such a perfect like start of a relationship song.
So true.
Yeah.
So true. Love it. Love is in the air.
Love is in the air.
The Bachelor was fantastic,
sure.
by the way. If you guys didn't watch The Bachelor this season, I know a lot of people fall off The Bachelor
or have fallen off.
Because of like, you know, it hasn't been great. It's not always great. But this season of The Bachelor was the best season we've had. I think ever.
It was the best season.
It,
from the clips and stuff that I saw on TikTok, it looked so good. And then when I watched the second half of the finale, I was just completely in awe of everyone. They're all just so great. Joey is so fucking cute.
He's like, so cute. And he's such
so
a sweet
cute.
Person and like a kind man. He came here a few weeks ago or January when they were doing promo for the show starting, and he was just so lovely that we all were like, we were like Joey, like Noah is like, I love Joey.
That's
like
funny.
Trent too, like we all just love him so much. He's so kind. And then, and the Kelsey, his bride, is
she's
equally
so
wonderful.
Cute. She's so cute.
Happy for them. Happy for their Taylor Swift love. And
the new Bachelorette apparently is a big Swiftie.
Oh,
Jen
is she? Jen,
is
I like her
Swiftie,
too.
Yeah.
When in the same clip where Fran put out a clip calling Kelsey week one, or saying she liked Kelsey week one, we do this thing on cutting stems where we give a rose and cut a stem, something that we like and something we didn't like, and she gave her rose to Kelsey, I gave my rose to Jen.
Oh,
because
nice.
I just thought she was hot, to be honest. I was like, she's so hot and she's funny, she seems cool, whatever. She made it pretty far, I think, to like the fifth place or something. Sixth place.
I posted a TikTok and I was like, who is this girl, because I only know like the finalists.
It was a surprise. People were not expecting her.
Yeah, they said that she came in sixth, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And yeah, I guess Daisy and Maria both said no.
Yep. Everybody thought it was going to be Maria. We all think that Maria is the new Tyler Cameron, that she doesn't ever need to do anything ever again.
Yeah.
Like, Tyler Cameron was on it once, and then he's been like a friend of the program ever since, but he's too like hot and famous,
I don't agree with that.
No, you don't think so?
No.
About Tyler? Or
about Maria.
Maria.
Yeah.
She was electric on the show. Like,
really?
She was, everyone is obsessed with her.
Okay,
like, she was very cool. She had a moment where there were, one of the other girls was trying to like start drama with her, and she just like wasn't having it.
Yeah.
And the way she handled it was so perfect that everybody was like, Maria.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, everybody really wanted her to be Bachelorette.
I saw a lot of clips of her on TikTok. Like, she was definitely the star of the show.
For sure.
But so, I don't know. I just feel like,
yeah, we'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah,
but that's what the streets are saying. She's the new Tyler Cameron. But So now we have Jen with two N's, and she's hot and cool, and I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows how that came about? I'm sure we'll hear all about it once the season starts.
Right.
Usually end of May time is when that happens. They're filming, I know. They just started filming. So, yeah, good stuff. Interesting good stuff. Hopefully we'll get more Taylor Swift stuff in The Bachelor.
Yeah, ooh, seriously.
I love that crossover. Love.
Yeah, love that crossover.
All my favorite things at once.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Let me see if I have anything.
I'm trying to think what else. I saw a few more pictures from the Bahamas coming out.
And the property list, they listed showed the property that they stayed on.
It was
like
right.
$15,000 a night, like really bougie ass
place.
Beautiful place. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's
like
a resort.
Private villa, right? Villa.
Like a private resort in the villa resort.
Right. Sometimes they have resorts that are comprised of like private villas.
Right.
I assume that that's
yeah,
what
that it has to be, right? Because I feel like all the pictures that were taken on the beach had to be other resort goers.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like if there was just straight up paparazzi on the beach, that just like wouldn't be allowed.
It wouldn't work. And shame on those people for taking pics, but also, I mean, I get it, I guess.
Yeah, we got
more
some
so
good...
shame on them for selling them to TMZ.
Yeah,
That's the problem.
True.
If you're taking a picture of Taylor Swift, you send it to your friends, that's one thing. If you sell it to TMZ, that's another. Thankfully, none of the photos are, you know, are very scandalous in any way. It just feels
invasive. Yeah, just like,
for sure.
Let them swim.
Feels invasive.
Yeah.
But more pics of them looking happy and healthy and fun. And
yeah, they look so
usual.
Cute and tanned.
People are wondering, are we going to get any promo for Tortured Poets?
Yeah.
People are really curious. We're down to the wire a little bit.
I have one of the questions.
Oh, is it? Oh, we can save them.
Yeah.
We can save it for that. Let's see.
But I saw a clip of...
3 weeks.
3 weeks. I saw a clip of... Saquon Barkley was on New Heights.
Ooh.
And he was talking about how he like feels like he manifested a lot, blah, blah, blah. He's like talking about manifesting, and Travis like looks at the camera and he's like, because everyone's like,
right.
Like, everyone knows that he manifested Taylor.
Of course. That's always what he says.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's
cute.
Very, very cute.
Cute, cute.
There's
cute.
Also a very cute TikTok of a old lady. She's a waitress at like a random diner in
aww.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
And he came to the restaurant and she said that he was super sweet. And like he took her phone and was like, let's take a selfie. And like they
that's
talked a
smart.
Little bit about Taylor.
That's something
like,
he learned from Taylor. Taylor, as far as we know, is always the one to be like, do you want a picture first so people don't have to ask, which in my mind is so kind because that would be the number
so
one thing
kind.
That I wouldn't do.
Oh
I would
God.
See her and I would want a picture so bad, but I would not want to ask to be rude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Being like, oh my God, I'm being annoying. So if she were to be like, do you want a picture? I'd be like, fuck yes. And so that's, Travis has taken a page out of her book.
Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah. Love that.
Love to see it. Trying to think if there was anything else going on. I looked through our things earlier, and I don't know.
That's all
it's a lot
I
of jokes. We're a lot of jokes. This is what I wanted to fucking talk about is Ashley. Ashley's back.
Ashley?
Taylor Swift's Ashley.
Ashley Avignon?
No, Ashley is in like... As in, like, it's just Ashley.
Oh, Ashley the
impersonator.
The impersonator. Oh, okay. I was like, Ashley?
She's back. No. That's Ashley Avignon.
Yeah,
just
I didn't
her
realize
friend.
That she ever left.
No. Yeah, that's her. That's her bestie. But no. Ashley, I don't know what Ashley's name is, what her last name is. But the girl who would impersonate Taylor Swift or, like, made her hair like her, would do her makeup like her, walk around New York, and then be like, guys, we just look alike. I don't want anybody to pay attention to me.
Right.
Is now doing, like... scheduled appearances in malls and taking pictures with families and kids and stuff, similar to Taylor Sheesh. So the question is, why is it okay for Taylor Sheesh to do it?
That's really
and why
weird.
Is everybody hating on Ashley for doing it? I think because Ashley pretended at the beginning like she wasn't impersonating Taylor Swift.
Yes, I think also...
And she does weird shit without being asked, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of bizarre.
Like, she, like, posts and, like... The fact that she, like, walks around, like, New York and stuff and, like, literally pretends that she is
weird.
Is so weird. I think
it's weird.
Taylor Sheesh, like, she just performs as her.
Taylor
like, it's
Sheesh
more of, like,
is
a drag
clearly,
thing,
like, a drag
I think.
Thing. Yeah. It's clearly, like, let's dress up. And it's... Taylor Sheesh feels more Elvis impersonator than
yeah, this just
Ashley.
Feels, like, weird. Like, she wants people to, like, legitimately think that she's her.
And I've got a problem with it. But yeah, so now she's in malls now, wearing a makeshift 1989
okay,
concert
Ashley,
store outfit. Pink.
No,
hate
I don't
it.
Like that.
Hate it. Just wanted to bring that up.
Well, Ashley, please stop.
Stop it.
Stop it right now.
Stop it right now. Stop that. Stop it.
We get into...
Let's get into it.
Voicemails and DMs?
Let's see what everybody's got going on this week. Love it.
Hey, Kelly and Gia. This is
Hi,
Ella from
Gar.
Iowa. I am
Iowa.
calling in,
Caitlin Clark.
first of all, to say that I love your podcast. I listen
Oh,
to it
thank you so much.
religiously, and it's been so much fun to listen to.
Thank you, Slay. But
Thanks. mostly I'm calling in because I have found it so strange, the lack of promo that has been done
Yep,
for the
yep.
Tortured Poets Department so
You
far.
literally just
I
said
know
that,
we're a
Kelly.
month out, but I don't really understand why she would announce the album so far in advance if she didn't have some like big promotional plan for it. Because I mean, for the last month we were getting new additions, with the Bolter and the Black Dog and all the different bonus tracks. And now that the movie's out and she's off tour, I was expecting to start seeing some kind of crazy promo, kind of like she did with Midnight's Mayhem with Me. So I'm wondering if, do you guys think that she was planning on doing that and then the track list got leaked, so now that person ruined it for everyone and we're missing out on the fun? Or do you think she has something up her sleeve, like maybe a music video or a single that's going to
Oh,
get released
sharp.
before the album?
Oh, what happened? Oh, it just stopped. The music video.
That person ruined it for everyone and we're
Yeah.
missing out on the fun. Or do you think she has something up her sleeve, like maybe a music video or a single that's going to get released before the album? And I guess if there is a music video or a single that you think is going to get released, what song would you manifest it to be? Personally, I would say track five, just because I'm so curious about track five. But really, I'll take any crumb that she gives us at this point.
Yeah.
Of
Okay,
course,
that's all
as
I
will we
have. Love
all.
you, girlies.
Thanks,
Love
Queen.
you. All crumbs are appreciated. Okay, so let's break this down for real. It's about a little over 3 weeks, until the album comes out. I don't think, as far as like talk shows and stuff, that all wouldn't happen until the week of or the week after, like when we know the songs already. Like that kind of stuff always happens like right on top of it. So she, so there's still. I still believe she'll probably end up on like a Jimmy Kimmel or a Seth Meyers or something.
Me too.
But as far as like the fun puzzles and things, I think, yes, I do think that person ruined it for us. I also kind of think like maybe she's just tired. Maybe she's like, look, God, y'all, I just want to put out an album
Yeah,
this time.
honestly,
Like
it makes
I'm
sense.
busy. Like I'm tired and I'm not doing all this.
I can see that so easily, like her just being like, we have a full fucking tour, like an Eras Tour
You have
movie,
enough, you know?
here's a few extra vinyls, and that's all the, I mean, at the end of the day, that's all the promotion that she needs
She doesn't need
because,
to do anything.
yeah, she
We're all
doesn't
gonna
need
eat
to.
it up like nobody's business. And she's gotten to that point where she doesn't need to do anything like that anymore. And it's very much of like if she wants to, or she's having fun with it, whatever. And yeah, she's busy. She's busy with her boyfriend. She's busy living her life, trying to take a, you know, relaxing break from her mega tour. But I also think that she doesn't, or this might be the lack of promo, the lack of like fun and games might also be an indicator of the tone. You know what I mean? Like we played Fun and Games with Midnight, so it's a super fun album. But Folklore, Evermore, both drop nothing. Not that they're a little different, but they also have like more somber tones to them. Maybe it would be weird to be like doing puzzles and figuring stuff out for an album like this. Like
That's a good point.
maybe it's a deeper, and again, it's poetry, it's this, it's that. They've done a couple fun things. Like we had the Poetry Day. What day was that last week? The Spotify thing,
Yeah, that wasn't
where
really anything,
that wasn't really
though.
anything. It just was like you know, a little bit of a flash, like welcome to the club, but you know, here's your Tortured Poets membership card, like cutesy little things. I'm sure will come out, but generally speaking, like I am not anticipating much in terms of like fun and games, you know?
I would I don't think there's gonna be a single. I don't
I don't
think,
think so either. I don't think
So
so
I don't
either.
know. I would like a single and like a music video or something, but yeah, I don't know. It just seems like it's too late at this point. But I
Agreed.
don't know.
Although someone said, I don't know where I saw this, maybe Twitter, I don't know. I thought there were rumors that there were music videos recorded.
I said
Did we talk about
this.
this?
I
You
saw
said that.
this on Twitter. Yeah,
Yes, yes,
someone
yes.
said that there was music videos recorded for Fortnite
Yeah, with the Post
and
Malone.
the title track, the Tortured Poets Department.
Got it, got it. Which would be amazing. We
Which would
haven't
be
had a video in a
amazing.
while.
You know what I also am really curious about? I'm curious about how she's gonna say Tortured Poets Department, because you know how like there's that TikTok sound that's like Fearless, speak now.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right.
And then
that's
it's
right.
Gonna be like, how is she gonna sing it? The Tortured Poets Department. But like,
it probably will be. It's like tortured. Welcome behind the door of the Tortured Poets Department. Yeah. Like it'll
tortured
be
Tortured Poets Department.
Yeah, 100%.
Like a jingle. Yeah, I'm excited to see how that part is gonna add up to the TikTok sound.
Right, like will they? Will she? Will the lyric, like it's the self-titled track or
will
whatever.
It say?
The title track of the album, but will it say the words in it?
Right, exactly.
Right.
So we'll see, I guess.
Interesting.
But yeah, the lack of promotion.
I get together with my tortured poets department and we write poems. That's how it's going to go.
We write poems.
Poems. Jack Antonoff. Poems. He comes
Did
in
you
at
see
the
that
end.
He was like,
tonight.
Someone asked him a question about being like a producer on it, and he was like, no questions.
Ooh.
He like shut it down. Yeah,
interesting. But he is, though. I think that's
been confirmed, but
someone said it.
It was like a weird
interesting
Antonoff.
That was me, by the way, singing Fun, which did you know that Jack Antonoff is in this band Fun?
Yes.
I did
no
not
he's
know
Bleachers
that. No, he's Bleachers now. He was in Fun as well, which
really?
I had no idea until recently. So now every time I hear it, I'm like, oh wow.
Oh, I didn't realize he was, but he wasn't the lead singer.
No.
Okay, that's why I was confused.
Isn't that incredible?
Oh, interesting, fun.
That was so crazy. So whenever I hear, that's tonight. Yeah. That's
we
fun, right?
Are young. Yeah, it's a banger.
So let's set the world on fire.
Okay. Oh, this is an interesting one.
Hey, Kelly and Gia, it's Caitlin from Colorado.
Oh, hey, Caitlin.
Hey, Caitlin.
Total Taylor Watch stan here. Love you guys so much.
Yeah, I love you too.
Obviously, can't wait to hear your thoughts on all of the paparazzi pics that we're getting from the Palmas, but that is not, I can't wait to hear your opinion on those pictures, but that is not my question. My question is about all of these news stories that are now coming out saying that a source, right, is saying that Joe Alwyn basically will not have to work ever again if he wants to because of the amount of money he's making off of the songs that he did with Taylor. Now, here's the thing. I understand you got to give credit where it's due if you put in the work, if you did all that. If Joe Alwyn wanted to be an artist, maybe he should be an artist.
I'm being like Jack Antonoff.
If he was in music, he would be just as much of a nobody as he currently is in movies, because I know people from London who have never heard of this man. Okay, which is why he will always
Damn.
Be known as
not even
respect.
In his home country.
The
yeah,
call that you guys
Caitlin.
Took last Thursday
him up.
About like
blame him.
Not thinking that Taylor's going to drag him. I'm sorry. If somebody did me wrong, and I'm not saying he did, maybe he didn't, maybe he did. But if somebody did me wrong, I don't care how good of a person I am. If
facts.
I have that ability to drag you, I'm going to drag you.
Fuck
so
yeah.
Sometimes bitches
I'm
need to
sure
be dragged.
There
yeah,
will
legit.
Be some dragging on the Tortured Poets Department.
I love this energy.
But I just think it's funny that now in, all these happy articles about Taylor and Travis and how great she's doing, and now all of a sudden somebody wants the media to know that he is making so much money off of her that he doesn't need to work. I mean, was he even working anyways? I don't know. I'm just kind of over it. Like, as far as I'm concerned, he can kick rocks. He's always going to be considered Taylor's ex, and that's just the way it is.
Go, girl.
So,
read him.
Not sorry.
Read him to Phil.
Anyways, love to know your thoughts. Love you guys so much.
Thanks,
sorry,
queen.
I'm feeling
love
a little
you.
Sassy right now. Had some Cabernet.
Hell yeah.
And
let's go.
Doing school shit. So, a little sassy
love.
Right now. But I love Taylor Watch. I love you, Kelly. I love you, Gia. You guys are amazing.
Love you, girl.
Keep doing all the great work that you're doing.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Queen.
What an angel.
I feel like
lovely.
Caitlin's got to get a fucking...
No, that was hilarious.
...feature on this album.
Absolutely,
she
does.
She's got it in her hands.
She's got bars.
Yeah.
That's so
funny.
Fucking funny and so true. All right, a few parts to that.
Yeah.
One, the Jobless haters are going to be furious to know
He's got a movie
coming out.
Oh,
he's got a movie coming
right.
out.
Kind
in the,
of kindness.
Kindness is kindness.
Kind of.
I gotta look. Look at Lights, Camera, Barstool. Has got a. It's a
kinds of kindness.
Kinds of kindness.
Yeah.
A movie with Joe Alwyn is. He's not the star, but he is one of the stars. Emma Stone is the star. Willem Dafoe is in it. Margaret Qualley, Jesse Plemons. It's a Yorgo Lanthimos movie. One of my favorite directors of all time. Joe worked with this director before on The Favorite, also with Emma Stone. So he's kind of in that universe. And that's was basically the last job he had besides Conversations with Friends, which we know that Scott Swift has never worn a Conversations with Friends lanyard. So nope. It's like irrelevant.
No. Nope.
But so unfortunately, he doesn't have the movie coming out. The trailer did come out yesterday now.
Okay,
Thursday.
I should watch
Wednesday
it.
Came out. It looks good. I'm excited. Mm. There's only like a split second of Joe in the trailer, which makes me wonder like how big is his part in the movie. But
I know. I feel like...
I mean, it's whatever. Yeah. It's whatever. It's his first job in 5 years.
He
loves a supporting role. He's not going to, you know, I don't think he's ever going to be like nominated for something, but we'll see. But so the Joe Bliss people are quaking at that news, I'm sure.
Right.
As am I. But I am deeply troubled by the reports of the amount of money that he makes off Folklore and Evermore or just Folklore.
I don't know.
Streams.
Let me see if he's...
That feels like, I wonder how real that is really my question. Yeah, check that out. I really do wonder how real that is.
Yeah, Folklore and Evermore.
Oh, both of them? Damn.
Yeah.
Well, it was that time, you know, but that they were together in the house.
Exile, Betty,
oh, duh,
Champagne Problems, Coney Island, and Evermore.
Got it. Okay.
Sheesh.
Sheesh. Good ones, to be honest. But at the same time, like, it's... That's great. That's fine. Mm. She credited him on there. We all know that when she was accepting the award and thanking Joe, that Jack Antonoff was in the back, low-key rolling his eyes.
Mm.
We all remember that. Maybe he got more credit than he deserved in some people's eyes. We're not sure. I'm very curious to know if those numbers are real. I read $2.3 million he has gotten or is getting. I don't know what the frequency of that is. A lot of money for someone who like didn't write the fuck, you know, he wrote the, I guess maybe helped write the songs, but that's a lot of money for a co-writer.
That is a lot of money.
You know what I mean? Streaming royalties.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I thought that the whole issue with like the music industry right now was that like no artist is getting money off streams.
Same. So maybe it's record sale. I really don't know where those numbers come from.
Yeah.
And because of that reason, I have a hard time believing them, but if they are true, that and I were Taylor, that would really chap my ass. I would be pissed.
I know.
I'd be like, listen, oh my fucking
Your pennies
God.
Made my pennies made your crown.
It's just, that sucks, you know?
Yeah, it sucks.
And,
but I feel like...
Especially if you have like hatred still or like anger towards them still. It's like, this motherfucker, and there's nothing you could do about it. Eventually, it's like, again, he did help, according to her, on the albums.
Right.
So I'm sure she wasn't upset by it in the first place, but... With that anger and you know, whatever's coming up, whatever. But maybe that's just his, you know, that's his stipend for all right, we're going to put out Tortured Poets Department. You're going to make $2 million off my songs? Well, I'm going to make Tortured Poets Department.
Yeah,
you know
right,
I mean?
Exactly.
So, you know, it probably all comes out in the wash at the end of the day, but it is kind of like, oh, fuck. I would hate
if
it's one
annoying.
Of my exes was like... But
yeah, the other day,
game.
Like, if he helped, he helped. And,
right,
like,
right.
Whatever.
Can't talk
I don't,
shit.
I don't believe the fact that he'll never have to work a day in his life. I don't
no,
think that's true.
No, not a
true.
Chance. I just don't
There's
think that's
just
true.
There's no way.
Whatever that number, that $2.3 million that I saw, I don't know the time frame of that. But that is not, like, yes, $2 million is a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's not quit your job, end your life
yeah,
money. You
right?
know what I mean? Like, you very much still have to work with only $2 million in the bank. So I don't know if that's been since it came out. Or if that's like a yearly thing. If it's yearly, that might be another story.
Right.
But, you know, for someone who claims to like the quiet lifestyle, maybe, you know, I don't know, though, after he becomes a big star from this new movie.
Right.
Who knows?
I got to watch the trailer for the movie.
It does look good. But it's, you know, it's more everybody else, obviously.
Right.
But it looks good. There's, I think he gets slapped in the face in the trailer.
Lovely.
It might be him. It might be Jesse Plemons getting slapped in the face. I can't tell because of the hair. But someone gets slapped in the face by Margaret Qualley, and I think it might be Joe.
Well, that's awesome. That's
Which
therapeutic.
Would be great. It is therapeutic.
Well, you know what? Congrats to Jobless for getting a job.
Congrats to Jobless for getting a job. We'll see. So we'll see him at the at all the award circuits next year because a Yorgo movie will always be up for awards.
True.
And so will Emma Stone. So we got to get used to it.
That's fine.
I know.
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever, Joe.
I don't really have... Yeah, we've talked about it before. I don't have a lot of hate at this time.
I just think
I don't have enough evidence.
The jokes are hilarious.
Yeah, the jokes are so funny.
Yeah.
But I don't have enough evidence at this point to really hate a lot.
Agreed.
But I like to be snarky.
Me too.
So, yeah. Mm. Okay. Was that it? Was that all she said?
Yeah, she was just talking about...
She was red and filth. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Legit.
Just talking shit.
Bills. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perf. Okay.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dia.
Hey, Queen.
My name's Taylor.
Oh my god. Swift?
But my question for you guys is, if you guys ever met Taylor Swift, ooh, and like she had all the time in the world to sit down with you.
Oh my god, I'm sweating.
What is like one question you would ask her? Because I have this like running notes app in my phone.
Oh my god.
Where I write down questions I would like ask Taylor
Swift.
That's
cute.
That's a really good idea.
So, like, random moments in the day, I'd be like, oh my god, I would love to ask Taylor that.
Wow.
Like, one in specific that I would want to ask her is like, how does she keep track of all the vault tracks? Like, more specifically, so like the ones from like 10, 20 years ago. Like, I'm like, I can't even imagine how many songs she's written. Mm-hmm. And like, how do you keep track of all that?
Has a big storage.
That's okay, what I'm saying. Like, where is the vault?
I'm sorry, yeah, I'm rambling. Yeah. Bye. I love you guys.
Love you, Taylor.
Love
Thank
you.
You.
Love you so
yeah,
much.
Where is the vault?
Where is the vault?
It has to, she must have.
What
to,
is the vault?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
it must
a,
be a hard drive or something.
Has to
that
be
has
a
all
notebook,
of her old music.
Maybe
notebooks.
It's like a laptop. Like, yeah. And here's where that starts getting tricky too. Is like, she's right. These songs have been hers for years and years. So the songs that she kept, you know, 10 years ago, mm-hmm, if they were on a laptop and it's this almighty laptop, then, you know, can that laptop still turn on 10 years later? You know what I mean? Like, you have to switch
that's,
stuff
yeah,
over.
Yeah, that's why I think it has to all be on,
everything?
Like, a hard drive or something.
Has
it has
to be.
To be.
Hard drive.
Something that's, like...
Videos, maybe.
Yeah.
She likes voice notes.
Floppy disk.
Floppy disk. Yeah, like, does she go super old school with it? I feel like she would. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
I feel like...
Or is everything handwritten, you know? Handwritten? I wonder
yeah,
if she can
know.
Write music. Because obviously she can sing
like,
it.
Write the
Yeah,
notes.
Like, the notes out.
Oh, yeah, I wonder.
Because that would make... Because that would be the way that I would think that she would keep all of her songs. If she could write, like, literally write music, mm, I think that she would, that's how she would do it. Because she loves to write things down on paper.
Yeah.
But lyrics and stuff, words, everything, like, I wonder if there's some, like, mega hub. Or
I
if
know.
It's, like, a collection of diaries and journals that are,
yeah,
like, you know, piled up in a corner,
it's
like,
probably
in my house.
Both, honestly.
Probably.
But, yeah, that is an interesting thing to think about.
It
like,
is.
Where are the songs?
Do you think she would ever tell us, where's the vault? You know?
I don't
or
know.
Or like, give us an example. Or be like, that'd be a hilarious reveal if she was like in her apartment and like, or in
she's
her
like,
house
oh, yeah,
in Nashville, and she's like, guys, y'all check out the vault, and it's literally just a
like an
pile
actual,
of books,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
and, you know, a pile of like,
or like there's an
beat
actual
up
vault
journals
in
and
the
stuff.
Basement of her house.
Yeah,
and it
yeah.
Opens up and it's like, fearless, honestly. Speak now.
Right? Like, is it organized?
Yeah.
Like, where does it live? Oh man,
like, by
that's
years,
a really good
maybe?
Question. Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I don't.
How does she organize it?
I feel like if I had like 30 seconds with her or something, mm-hmm, I don't even know what I would ask, because I feel like I would just freak out and I wouldn't even say anything in the first place. But I think I want to ask like something with like folklore. Like, I would want to ask a question,
yeah,
about something like with the album,
mm-hmm,
like maybe pick a song and be like, what like inspired you to write this? Because,
sure,
like, I'm so curious.
Absolutely.
And like, how'd you good find one. The lyrics, like Happiness, like that's on Evermore. Like, I would love to like know like what inspired her to write that song, because it's like so like real and the lyrics like seem like it really happened
something
to someone, so like I would love to know what her mindset was when she was writing it.
That's a really good question.
Yeah,
and that's a sweet thing too. I bet she would love that. I have no idea, and this is a panic that I have often.
Yeah,
my if she had unlimited time and I knew that I was going to see her, I would come prepared with like a whole slew of things. First, obviously, opening statement, you saved my life, you're the best
woman in the
world. Like, get all that out of the way. Then I'm very curious about her writing as well, but less about the storytelling of it and more about the like, what have you read that gives you the vocabulary and that gives you the like, helps you paint the pictures that you paint,
mm-hmm,
because I want to read the same things.
Yeah.
Like, I want to like, give me a list of what's your favorite books, top 10 books.
That's
what do
a
you
good
like?
Question.
You know what
really
I mean?
Good
like
question.
That kind of thing. Cause the, all of the, you know, more poetic songs, I love so much because of their lyrics that I'm like just fascinated by how it turned into that. And she's always been a great lyricist. But of course, we know folklore really took a turn in terms of her writing. And I just want to know, like, what was she paying attention to at that time? Like, what was the infusion that made her be like, oh, I'm going to lean all the way into a more poetic side of things than like a poppy side of things, which are just as good. But and maybe like not directly taken from real life experiences or whatever. But probably ask her about what books she reads. Probably ask her what her favorite movies were as a kid. Mm. I want to know that really bad.
I also just thought of one. How did you pick the songs for the set list for Aerostar?
Oh my God, great one.
Yeah.
That's a really good question.
I would really
want to
know
really
why
question.
She picked which
Is there a
song?
Rhyme or reason? Yeah. I'd probably also ask, where's the vault? Can I see the vault? Like now I'd never even considered that.
Show me the vault.
Yeah, show me the vault. I've never even considered that before. And now I think is all I'm going to think about. Like, I need to know what the physical vault is.
Right.
I'm so curious. I also would obviously take this time to become friends with her. So she would invite us to all of her houses.
Right.
Specifically Rhode Island for 4th of July.
Ooh.
I would really like that.
Yeah, I would love that.
And yeah, just a lot of things. But my panic response, if I were to see her and it's like 30 seconds, you know, half a second on the street, whatever, and I run into her and it's enough where we will have an exchange of words, I would say, oh my God, it's great to meet you. I look like shit right now, but we're going to see each other again. So we'll catch up next time I see you. Because I just feel like that's something like, well, she'll remember, like, oh, yeah. And then if we ever see each other again, I'll be like, oh, yeah. So I think about that all the time. I just imagine myself looking like shit because it'll catch me by surprise.
Right.
That's why I think that.
I know I just be like, bleh.
Totally. I know. I say this now. I say this now. Yeah. I have to be so calm, cool, and collected. Like, I wonder if it would be like a, like, I'd go on autopilot or I'd freak out. Like, I feel like my whole body would go numb, you know?
How do you react? I don't know. When I meet celebrities, I just start to ramble, which is really bad.
For sure.
So.
I wonder, I just had a thing. Then I forgot. It totally escaped my brain, what I was just about to say. Something about meeting her. Would it be harder, do you think, or easier if it was you ran into her and it was a surprise, you didn't know, like there was, like you ran into her on the street versus it was planned out that you were going to meet her later that day, which would make you more anxious?
Meeting her on the street.
I
feel like I don't have time to like at least have some sort of a plan of how I want to approach things.
True.
If it was just on the street and like it didn't go the way that I wanted, I'd be so disappointed. Like if I freaked out and like caught it at a bad moment, like she could have, like, you don't know how you're gonna act.
Totally. And she might be busy.
Yeah.
I get that, but I kinda think I would be more anxious for a planned meeting. I think like I would think about it so much that I would like hyperventilate on the way in. I'd be like, oh my God, this is the moment. Don't fuck this up.
I would prefer it to be planned rather than a run-in.
True. Fair.
Okay, let's do some DMs.
Ooh, fab.
This is from Grace.
Hey, Grace.
She actually DM'd us twice.
Ooh.
She said that she wants us to do like a deeper dive into outfit planning and preparing for the concert.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Stuff. So I feel
absolutely.
Like we can do that.
We'll start doing that because now
we get closer.
I'm starting to get serious about it now. So I was shopping again last night, or not shopping, but browsing, trying to look and think about things. But yes, we will.
But this is her most recent question. She said, hi again. Let's talk about Paramore opening for the next leg of the tour. Do you think Taylor will add Castle's Crumbling to the set list since Hayley Williams will be on tour with her? Mm. Like how she added No Body, No Crime with Haim and Nothing New with Phoebe Bridgers. I would love this so much, but not sure she'll add another song to the Speak Now era. Thoughts?
That is a great point because originally I would have said absolutely because she gave the same treatment to Phoebe and to Haim, but... True, there really is only Enchanted and Now Long Live for Speak Now, and she's like, got that big ass dress. What is she gonna?
Yeah,
she's not gonna dance around to Castle's Crumbling.
Like, will she take off one of those songs for Castle's Crumbling? Maybe, but like, I can't
that would be
see
devastating.
Her.
I couldn't. Like, if we didn't get Long Live the first run around,
and then
we
don't
get
it
out
to,
and
we
don't get it for this, I would actually be upset. Like, I would be so upset.
Like, I can't.
She can't get rid of Long Live now.
I would even be so pissed if I missed Tis the Damn Season.
Oh, right.
And got No Body, No Crime instead.
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely.
But yeah, I don't know.
Interesting. I don't know.
I could totally see her doing something with Hayley Williams. Mm-hmm. Maybe she brings out Hayley for a surprise song.
Surprise song, kind of like how she brought Sabrina out when Sabrina didn't get to do her set
opening,
because of the weather. Her opening because of the weather. I would prefer that. I also don't think, and this is not a knock on Castle's Crumbling, because I know our girl Grace loves that song, but I don't know if Castle's Crumbling kind of stacks up with Nothing New or No Body, No Crime. Like, I think that those songs were so, like, Nothing New was like.
Yeah, Nothing New is like.
Massive, yeah. You know? And No Body, No Crime was, people fucking love that song. I don't feel, I don't know if I've heard the same energy for Castles Crumbling, but maybe I'm just not plugged in. I was so focused on the other songs for.
That's true.
Speak
yeah,
Now.
I mean, I definitely haven't seen any Castles Crumbling
hype. I haven't
hype.
Seen much. Right, yeah. right. So this is the first I'm hearing of it from our girl.
But
so maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I wonder, in my head, maybe Paramore would play it.
Right.
But then would Taylor come out early for it?
No,
you know
I don't
what I mean?
So.
I don't foresee that.
Yeah.
We'll have to. We at Paramore. We'll see.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see.
Yeah.
It's a good question though. I don't know.
Okay. Hey girls, I have a question from a resident clown.
Ooh,
I've always wondered
this. Me
Do you
too,
think
girl.
That Taylor has something in the works, gives us so many signs, and then once she sees that too many people are catching on, she aborts whatever she was planning? I've fallen for too many things because it just seems so obvious due to her hints and clues, and then nothing happens. Thoughts?
I think that she absolutely does this. There's no other way.
You think so?
For things to line up the way they do. Like, I know that the Swifties are crazy and we all draw connections and lines and whatever, but some of them are so convincing that I'm like, oh, well, obviously. And they seem so Taylor that I'm like, obviously they figured this out, or
right.
obviously this is happening. And I think she'll set like decoys.
I also
feel she tries to throw people off.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like fans, like
do
she
too much.
Can't. Yeah, I think
yeah.
they just dig too much.
It could be that.
It
yeah.
just
totally
everything she does doesn't have to be a clue.
True,
you know what
true.
I mean? Like
to be fair, she set the tone on that. She
no,
was
no,
like,
no, totally.
I'm the clue master.
Totally,
I'm the mastermind.
Totally.
I'm that bitch. And then so
and I but
she created
I just,
the monster.
Yeah, I agree. No, totally, totally.
Yeah,
I just
yeah.
think it's gotten a little bit out of hand.
Oh, totally.
But
without question,
what's the point of her doing like all the signs and stuff if she's just like, oh, too many people are catching on. Like, I'm going to
true,
have to.
True, true. I guess that's the wrong way to
divert.
Put it is that she starts them, too many people find out, and then she stops them. I think more along the lines of there are decoys, like that she will map out an alternative theory.
Right.
Not as many as people think. Maybe like one alternative
right.
theory per situation to throw people off. So when things do happen, it is a proper surprise. Because
right.
at this point, it's so difficult for her to surprise us now because everybody's so fucking selfish and rude and leaks everything and is so nosy. It's like, let's have fun, you know?
Exactly.
And it's hard at this point. So, she has a hard time surprising us now.
When she released the date for 1989 Taylor's Version,
mm-hmm.
did people have speculation that was going to happen that night or when she came, but I know obviously when
she
came out she was wearing the
LA,
blue and everyone
right?
was like, oh my god, it has to happen.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But was
no,
there
no,
speculation
no,
of that
everybody
night?
Everybody thought that was going to be an announcement because
okay.
because when it was the announcement for Speak Now,
yeah,
everybody was like, oh no, that was kind of a surprise, wasn't it?
Speak Now
people,
was a surprise.
People had no idea that was going to happen.
Yeah, no.
But then when Speak Now came out, actually, I'm thinking back.
Like, I don't remember if...
I don't remember thinking
like
that it was coming out.
People were surprised, yeah. And then as she was wearing more and more blue outfits, people were like, oh my God, it's happening, it's happening.
It's definitely happening. I thought
it
was
more... I don't
remember
being like, everyone pay attention.
No, I definitely remember watching. Because I watched that concert. It was the last one in LA, right? I think it was her last one.
You know what? Maybe
it I watched
was kind
it
of
Twitch.
Planned. Because I remember you watched
yes.
it, and I remember being like...
We knew it was coming.
Yes.
But I think that we were only
like,
waiting for
an
announcement.
There was rumblings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There were
okay.
definitely rumblings. Oh, you know why? Because there was like something with the... With the bracelets, and I think like Selena Gomez and all her Rare Beauty, where people were there, and
right,
there was something going on there, you know, backup dancers, whatever. But we were waiting for an announcement. I don't think that anyone thought at that time that we were getting the album.
Right,
I think
okay.
we just thought we were getting
right,
which we did, and then it was quick after that. You know, it wasn't a long wait.
Yeah,
only a couple months.
That's why
so.
When I feel like with the rumors and stuff, like when you know, like when you know it's happening, like you know it's gonna
you
be
know
happening.
What's going on.
Like
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
I feel like with. The reputation with the Grammy stuff, like mm-hmm. kind of right away, like you had a feeling that something was like gonna
something
be
was
happening.
Up. Something
you know?
Was up.
Yeah.
But then at that same time, she misdirected us
right.
at that point.
Right.
So I think that she likes a misdirection for sure.
Mm.
And I just wonder, yeah, I think the number one thing that all the Swifties need to remember, myself included, fellow clown in the building, is just patience is a virtue.
Yeah.
Be patient. She'll let us know. She'll have fun if she wants and whatever. And
yeah, that's a good point.
Don't get too hung up on things.
That would be another good question to ask, like, what makes you like
turn
something into a clue.
Totally. How do you think about the clues?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Is it that deep?
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like,
yeah.
Is it as deep as people make it, or do people reveal connections to you that you didn't even realize?
Right,
and it just all kind
right.
of falls into place like that,
yeah.
which is even crazier as well. Like when these people draw the conclusions that are not so far fetched, you know, with
yeah.
the dates and the adding up to 13 and all that bullshit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I wonder if she sees those and she's like, damn, yeah, that would have been a good idea, but I didn't
yeah.
think about it. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that would be interesting. That's add it to the list.
Yeah.
Questions for her.
Okay. Hi, Kelly. Oh, hi, GN Kelly. A couple Ooh. Things. One, love the podcast and adore the impromptu singing you both do.
Hey, thanks.
Two, do you realize that you guys have your own Taylor Swift and football effect? I knew nothing about Barstool a year ago, but now I find myself investing in everything you two do.
Ooh.
For example, last week I found myself cheering during March Madness. Like,
oh
what the
God.
Fuck is a McNeese? Anyways, go sports, but most importantly, go girlies who got the number one draft pick. Thank you, Queen.
Yay!
Number three. I love that you guys are doing a deep dive into the albums, but I would also love for you guys to do a deep dive into Taylor's life. Like a biography about where she grew up, major milestones in her career, all the people in her inner circle, fam, friends, staff. And then last, my question related to that is, if you guys could trade places for a day with someone in Taylor's life, who would you pick and why? Thanks so much. Love you both. Allie from Canada.
Ooh, thank you, Allie. And
yeah,
all the way from Canada,
Allie.
Too,
yeah.
watching McNeese. That's amazing.
Yes,
love that.
McNeese.
Love that. Oh, that made me feel good.
Yeah, sorry you
really
had to watch
good.
Them fucking fail.
Yeah, lose so bad. God, we were so embarrassed. Whatever, that was a fun night. Those are all great questions. Okay, let's start from the top. What was the very first one she said?
She just one question. She just said she wanted us to do a deep dive into Taylor's
life.
Yes,
yes, yes. Deep
just
dive into the
question,
life.
Just one question. If you guys could trade places for a day
trade
with someone
places.
In Taylor's life, who
okay.
would you pick and why?
As far as the deep dives go, fucking love the deep dive. That was so fun doing that the other day.
Yeah.
Love it. We'll definitely do. I guess we'll do. Should we do Fearless next week or should we space it out? Should we do it a couple weeks?
Let's see how the news cycle.
We'll
goes.
See what,
yeah,
what
yeah.
happens over the weekend and stuff. Okay,
but maybe we could just like do a little bit of both. Like do a little like. Do the album deep dive, but also talk about like what was going on in her life.
Exactly, which I
kind
of feel like we got a little bit into that in
yeah.
debut, but have to remember that not a lot was going on in her life at that mm-hmm. time. So once we start talking about her like rise to fame, we're gonna have to mention everybody
mm-hmm.
around it
mm-hmm.
and whatever. So I love that thought and keep your eyes or your ears peeled, ears perked.
Ooh, yeah,
eyes
perked.
Peeled, ears perked.
Yeah, eyes perked. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And clear eyes, full hearts,
can't lose.
For that because peaked. Ears peaked. I gotta get off this. For us doing that, because I think that it will become more. It'll become more
yeah,
ingrained
yeah.
with her actual life because,
yeah. be
especially
more
Fearless,
tea.
Speak Now. Those albums are like direct reflections of what was going on in her life at
totally,
the time. So
totally.
When we do those song breakdowns, it'll be oof,
yeah.
lore galore.
Totally. So if you could trade places with anyone and for a day with someone in Taylor's life, my first thought was Kelly Teller.
Oh my God, good one.
Because
that's
not
a good
only
one.
Do you have Miles Teller as your husband for the day,
yeah.
you also are besties with Taylor, and maybe like you just be like, let's go grab lunch.
So
and
true.
Just chat.
My first thought, you're going to crack up. I had a first thought and then a second thought, which the second thought is what I'll go with. My first thought was her brother. I was like, I would just like to be her brother. Like, and you get the realest version of Taylor.
Right.
You know, you're in the family, you don't have a lot of work to do.
Right.
Or, you know, no, but he does work. Sorry. He works with the family as well. He's not, you know, he's not a schlub.
Right.
But, I just feel like that would be, imagine being her brother, just like, yeah, that's my sister. She's
yeah.
cool as fuck. I'm helping her out. I'm doing what I can. He's always in the mix.
Right.
And she, you know, she loves him, whatever. I feel like that'd be funny. But the real answer would be Cara Delevingne.
I
love her.
Okay.
I think that she's so cool, like, and
yeah.
interesting. She's had a crazy life, obviously, but
mm-hmm.
especially now she's on the up. She's off the drugs, all the
Hell
above,
yeah.
whatever. But they hang out all the time and they're friends and she seems really cool.
Yeah.
So I think really any of her friends, probably. Any of her,
yeah,
her
any
actual
of her friends.
Close friends
yeah.
would be nice. You know who I wouldn't want to trade places with?
Who?
Tree Payne.
No.
I would not want to be in
tea.
Tree's
Too
shoes.
Much.
I am not a, she is
you
much more a woman
mistake.
Than I.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
She is, she might be the strongest woman in the world, Tree Payne. Like, literally, I'm talking about getting shit done, having the right headspace to do it, no bullshit. I like how when have we ever heard of Tree Payne having a hard time? Like she has never fucking stumbled.
No, it's
ever.
Crazy. Yeah.
And that's a, you know, I'm celebrating because I walked a mile and a half on a treadmill this morning. You know what I mean? Like Tree Payne probably did that, you know,
oh, yeah.
10
I
times
mean, she,
over
yeah.
and then and then did all the work for Taylor on the side. Like, she's just so,
she's like, she's a boss
bitch. Yeah. Yeah, she's a
ultimate
motherfucking boss bitch.
Yeah, hell
love
yeah.
It. So I wouldn't want to trade places.
No,
with
no,
her.
No. Too much work.
No, 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 no. Way too much work.
Yeah, just rather go to like Laura Fish Bar with Taylor.
Exactly,
and, like,
exactly.
Just catch up, see what's
I'm just trying to hang out on the Christmas tree farm
yeah,
with her. Like,
you know, literally, yeah.
Literally nothing crazy. Nothing
That's
crazy.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That was yeah. good. Mm-hmm. Good questions from everybody.
Great questions.
Yeah,
good ones
always
really
coming through with the great ass questions.
Keeping us thinking, too.
Yeah,
stuff
seriously.
I would never have thought about.
Yeah.
Really stuff. The vault thing. I cannot stop thinking about
yeah.
that. And I'm going to keep thinking about
yeah,
it. That was my favorite question
where
of the
is
day.
Her vault?
Where is the vault? Fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Oh, I need to go home and do a little laundry. And the first thing I'm going to do when I get home is watch my new Boll & Branch sheets.
Lovely.
That is the first thing I'm
Lovely.
Gonna do.
Lovely. I actually just put them on my bed yesterday and I've literally never slept better in my life.
Ooh.
I was having a really getting out of bed is already so hard.
Yeah.
But it just made it harder because it was literally just the nicest, dreamiest like
Ooh.
Sleep I've had in a while.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to my good night's sleep. We also got they gave us a little pillowcase. I think we talked about this last week when we were at our March Madness event at work. They gave us like an extra set of pillowcases and we're just spoiled rotten by them, really.
Yeah,
and we're happy to have them on the pod.
Yeah, so
tell us where
I mean
you go,
we
you have
found Boll & Branch through Miss Peaches.
We did
Miss Peaches.
Oh my god,
yeah.
Which, by the way, Miss Peaches, did you see the video of her when Dave got home from
yeah,
this big long trip
so
and he like
cute.
Flips her over.
It's like it just, really is just so sweet.
She's like a little
I know,
like I just love her.
She's
and
a,
her
she's
face
a
is
mush.
So cute.
I know.
So
Dave did a live stream where he unboxed a bunch of stuff for Miss mm-hmm. Peaches, and Boll & Branch actually sent Miss Peaches a custom, was it a pillowcase?
It was a pillowcase, a custom
yeah.
pillowcase that said Miss Peaches on it. So so when she's drooling on the bed, she can have her own pillowcase
yeah,
to do stuff.
Yeah, so nice.
Which is just so smart. Smart marketing. Good for them,
yeah,
Boll &
yeah.
Branch.
Boll & Branch's signature sheets are the perfect way to start upgrading your sleep. They're best-selling sheets. They feel incredible on night one, which is so true.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you have to like break them in a little
break
bit
break them in a little yeah,
yeah
yeah
not these ones
oh,
at
I'm
all
so
they
get
softer get with
home,
every
honestly.
Single wash
mm-hmm.
They're made with the finest 100% cotton and are completely free of toxins. They feel buttery soft yet super
Ooh.
breathable, so they're perfect for the warm months ahead and are loved by millions of sleepers. That's also so true because my apartment gets so hot.
Oh my god,
so I'm excited.
A lot of New York apartments
have,
yeah,
yeah.
You can't really control, you can only control the heat to a certain extent.
No, yeah,
especially this time where it's like
yeah
it's not
with,
quite
like, you
cold
don't know
enough
if
for all the heat
AC.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they also come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from up to twin to California King.
Ooh.
I think I have the sea foam or the sea mist color.
Sea mist, I think, is what it's
Something
called.
Something
I'm not
like,
sure.
It's like a beautiful
sea mist sounds
blue.
Right.
Yeah, a,
I think
a
I have
lovely
the cream
blue.
Ones.
Let me see if I can find it really quick.
I don't know exactly what the name
I think
is.
It's shore, either shore or sky. I have.
Ooh,
oh no,
love.
No, I have. Mineral.
Ooh.
Yes.
Can I see? Can I look real quick so I can
it's
see what
like
I
a,
have?
It's a light or like almost a navy blue.
Oh, beautiful. I see
yeah.
it. Really nice.
It's quite nice.
I have cream. It's called cream.
Mm, cream is.
Cream and I thought about getting natural.
Ooh.
And I love natural, but my bedding is kind of natural color.
Okay.
So I wanted the cream as a little offset. A little
That's
bit
nice.
Lighter. Crisp. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay, so sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch during their best discount of the entire season, and see for yourself why Boll & Branch sheets were famous Miss Peach's favorite gift of the night.
Woo-hoo.
At BollAndBranch.com with promo code Keegs for 20% off. That's right, get 20% off your order and use promo code Keegs at BollAndBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, BollAnd, branch.com, promo code Keegs. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Shout out Boll & Branch. We love you guys.
Love you so much.
And
thank you
I actually,
a part
I actually texted my group chat and I was like, hey, we have a 20% off code. Like, if anyone
Oh, yeah,
sheets.
I got to text my friends. I got to text
yeah.
my friends. They'll love
so
that shit.
So I feel
yeah.
like sheets are like the one of the biggest investments in like self-care.
Totally.
So slay.
So agree. So good. But yeah, so I got to, after this lovely day, after this lovely episode, I'm going to go home. I'm going to do my laundry, put my sheets on.
Hell yeah.
I think I'm probably going to get my nails done. Let's see that my nail salon's open kind of late, which is nice. So hopefully I'll have time. Got to call my grandparents.
Ooh.
Call your grandparents if you can. Call your parents if you can.
Call my grandparents.
I talked to my parents this morning. I texted my mom and I talked to my dad on the phone. So I'm trying to hit everybody. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. get them all out. Make sure everybody's doing all right. And that's about it.
But happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Yay. Yeah. yeah happy Easter. Happy Easter. Think yeah. of us. Oh, we settled on brunch. We are going to do, we're going to do the waterside brunch in Edgewater, which will be lovely. My dad is very happy. He literally texted. Okay. He was like, what's the name of the restaurant? And I texted and he goes, in it, no New York, you made my day. So they're happy about that. So I can suck it up and go over there for them.
Fun.
Enjoy Easter with your families. Or if you don't celebrate Easter, just get your hands on the discounted candy on Monday.
Seriously.
Which is the best part. And then remember, if you anytime between now and next Wednesday, we are always taking voicemails, texts, DMs.
Yeah.
The number 347-450-0723. 347-450-0723. Call us, text us, DM us on Taylor Watch if you want. Follow us everywhere. Please subscribe. Please, please subscribe. Also, though, I forgot to mention, we are popping off on the music charts on Apple and Spotify, which is lovely. So if you want to help us pop up higher on the charts so we can brag about it online to all these fucking hoes and haters, then let us know. So go leave a little review. Do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Give us the full podcast treatment.
Yeah, please.
And we love you guys so much. And thank you so much for all your kind words and compliments. And we'll see you next week.
Yay. Love you guys.
Yay.